Hello, folks, and thank you for tuning in on this Monday. We're going to have a great episode for you because we're going to be talking about what just about everybody else has been talking about. There's a million, podcasters certainly talking about this, and it has to do with the exploding supermarket prices. Now, something quick I would like to add is that if you are listening to this podcast, you can go over to the show at the Ernest Mann Show on YouTube if you want to see all the pretty pictures and videos and such. And you'll see a circle come up with my very handsome face. If you click that, it will show all of my current episodes. However, you have one advantage here, that if you want more information that's related to this episode, you simply click on the tab here at the website, which is Designing Your Future. And that will give you a lot more information and insight that you can use as opposed to not being there from YouTube. Okay. Now, we're going to go a little deeper. I tend to go a little deeper into things. You folks know this by now. And I'm going to tell you a couple of secrets. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, for instance, that it is analogous to say that if a mechanic were selling a car and you came over and you looked at it and he said, yeah, the only thing's wrong with it is it, you know, doesn't have any gas, failing to mention that it also doesn't have an engine or any wheels. And that's what I'm getting at here, that most of them are correctly pointing out what a blind man could see, that prices for food and other items as well, because it's not just food, it's, you know, clothing and such, and it's crazy. It's, you know, going through the roof, and there's no doubt about that. And yes, that is the nasty old dragon of inflation. But they want to point out endlessly that this particular market and this other market and another market and a can of tuna in 2022 it was blah 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 and now it's increased 15% or 30 or 40 or 70 or whatever the hell the case may be. But what I want to tell you is what is missing, because You're not gonna get the full picture of what is really going on unless you have that. And I would also like to mention, in addition to that, that there are answers, but the answers are not going to be here. The answers are on my website. So, but in the meantime, we gotta rock and roll. So, there's a lot more going on here, though, than just inflation, and that is certainly a big part of it. But here is the bigger deal. You see, what it is actually, I call it the triumphant of fucked upness as far as, you know, the whole kit and caboodle, the whole kabang. It's not just inflation. Now, what you have is a major part of it is greed. And you have a situation where the psychology or the psychosis, depending on your politics, of capitalism doesn't allow for the very thing which is destroying capitalism. And to use a very quick and simple analogy, if you're making wine, for instance, the alcohol is produced from the bacteria that is reproducing, the yeast, let's say, There's fermenting, or fucking for another term, but that's they're getting it on. But it usually, in the case of wine, for instance, it gets up to around 12-15% at the highest typically, and then it stops. And it stops because the environment becomes so toxic with the alcohol, meaning their own byproduct, if you will, that it kills them. And that's exactly what's going on here. Or at least, let's just say that's a big part of it. Okay? Okay. So capitalism has to have, or at least you've been led to believe, must have growth. It has to have perpetual growth in order to, well, basically work. The problem with that analogy is that it is basically saying, well, you know, it has to be cancerous, because if it's not like cancer, well, it's just going to implode and it isn't going to work. Actually, that's not true, but that's a subject for a different time. But what is happening is we have a inflation because we keep, for instance, printing money, and the more money we print, it devalues the current money. That, in essence, is inflation. And that's what we're suffering through. The other thing is the greed of a lot of people who are rich, have been rich, and been rich for a long time, and they continue to sit their fat asses on the money that they've acquired, and they continue to acquire from not basically producing anything. And so they just get fatter and fatter and richer, and we continue to spiral down into squalor. Another aspect of this, though, that is summarily ignored, and I want to mention very quickly, they always talk about inflation because it's something we can perceive together. You know, like some great dragon just, oh yeah, if we just get inflation under control. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. There are the other elements, like I said. And the other element, again, has to do with growth. Okay, whether we're talking about different markets, which we've pretty much exhausted, the U.S. has pretty much exhausted throughout the world, yeah, that is it. That's the expansion as far as that's concerned. But that's come pretty much to an end, especially with the Chinese competition. So we are basically we're screwed. There's no way around it. We're screwed. Now, you might ask the question, and you could say, well, now, is there anything we can do as a society or as an individual? So, you know, if you're selfish and you just want to save your own ass, is there a way out? Well, the question is, quickly, is yes and yes. But as far as the society thing is concerned, unfortunately, that's something which is very tenuous and very unlikely. And as far as individually is concerned, yes, there are things that you can do. And that is information that is actually on my website. So, but yeah, if you want to, for instance, understand that you're simply not, you know, you're not going to be able to, well, you're not going to techno your way out of this. Technology is great, but as applied to just about anything, it has its limits. One of the major problems is, and I've said countless times on my program, is the population. And no one will address that, and especially you're not going to hear it from any, you know, mainstream media or anything like that, because, again, as I said, that is the whole one of the huge tenets of capitalism is growth, and so they love population growth because, well, it's selling more product, and they don't care. They don't see the other side of the equation and the destruction that it causes, they don't give a damn. It's that, it's basically psychopathic in its desire. It's like cancer. I don't know any damn simpler way to, describe it. It is just reproducing uncontrollably with no thought of the future. And that's what cancer does until it kills the host. And in this case, we collectively on the planet are the fucking host. And it does not want to have a static economy, because it'll tell you that is a contradiction in terms, when in reality it's not. That is simply, it's bullshit. It's not. It is not. Okay? The other form of capitalism and expansion and whatnot, it is simply not sustainable to life. I'm not just talking the resource. I'm just talking about human life. First of all, as I've explained, there are too many people. That's right. There are way too many people. With the current population, and it's supposed to expand to, 10, 11 billion, to have any semblance of non-chaos, a non-craziness, which we are certainly entering, in case you've been watching any of the news. Forget about the details, the shit about the migrant thing. Those are just symptoms. Those are symptoms of a much bigger, bigger problem. Okay? That's what I'm talking about, is uncontrolled and unregulated population. As any farmer who's worth his weight in shit, let's say, will tell you, if they have or breeders of stock, you can't just endlessly breed stock willy-nilly. You have to know the resources. You have to know how much land do I have, and how much water, and how much food, and all of these things. They have to be, for a self-sustaining system, you have to recognize the realities of those things, and you act accordingly. And you just don't let your animals breed willy-nilly. You can, adequately support only so many. And now a brief message for my sponsor, you. My entire life, I've never been a salesman. I've done many things, but never been a salesman. I suppose because I'm not slick, and I don't like bullshitting people. That's why I don't do ads with a lot of fancy video or outrageous claims. It's bullshit. That kind of thing just ain't my style. Being honest and direct is. So if you're enjoying or getting anything out of this show, would you please subscribe and click the notification bell? It really does help my channel grow and would really be sincerely appreciated. And now, just a brief word about TubeBuddy. The rumor I heard about TubeBuddy is it can make you a multi-millionaire in only 24 to 48 hours. And that is, of course, just a rumor, but that's what I heard. You see what happens when I try to be slick? I fall flat on my face. But seriously, I use it, and it can do a hell of a lot of different things to make your channel a success, and it's easy to use. And that's coming from me, a guy with about as much understanding in how to use such things as a virgin trying to get laid on his prom night. So check out TubeBuddy. And last but certainly not least, if you want to throw a few bucks my way just to keep the lights on, the links to my Ko-Fi and affiliated TubeBuddy are both in the description below. I really hope you've been enjoying this program. Now, let's get back to the show. And there's no difference with this planet. And I'm going to put these big numbers out here. Drum roll for this. Because as I know, this is going to sound completely crazy. What? You say what? I say, yep, 2 billion. 2 billion for the planet. Now, if you had 2 billion on the planet, suddenly just about everything, you have plenty of it. You have plenty of space, water, shelter, food. The wars pretty much dry up. So do the gangs. A whole host of things simply just go away as bad memories. But you have to get it at 2 billion on the planet, and you have to maintain it. That means that females can't just keep breeding beings and humans like they're fucking puppies and just think, oh, some will just pop the resources out of the air somewhere, somehow. No, it doesn't work that way. Reality doesn't work that way. And so, you have to have an entire, you know, an entire shift in consciousness and thought. And this is it. Because if you don't do this, you know what you're going to have? You're going to have this exactly what you're having. You know, people bitching and moaning, and they say, oh, the price of eggs and the price of this and the price. The price of every fucking thing is just going to keep going up with your population, not to mention your greed. That's a long way. People sitting on $3, $4, $5, $50 billion, $200 gazillion, whatever the hell it is. And essentially, they do nothing with it but acquire. So that's what I mean. There's just a whole bunch of things that need to change. It's not just the economy, that one little thing and one little aspect of it. Like I said, that's like noticing the car won't run because there's no gas and completely fucking ignoring the fact that it has no wheels and it has no engine. And I simply don't know how to explain that any simpler. If you want to have any kind of discussion with me about this, if you have any questions, if I sound completely crazy and outlandish, please drop me a line, or drop me a dime, as they used to say. But this is where we're at, folks. I would love to continue this conversation about this, so... But this, you know, this is where we're at. So, until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things.